wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us today. First segment we will set up. Go through some of the local high school basketball games out there, girls and boys today. Segment two, Tony Mastari, Eaton wrestling coach, going to jump on with us. Segment number three, bottom of the hour, Darren Reese, the Meade Mavericks head coach, defending state champion Meade Mavericks. So we'll talk to the coach. And last and final segment tonight or today, Bryant Kniggy will jump on. He's the Platte Valley head coach. And 1 o'clock today, folks, we'll have action for you out at Severance High School. Number 7, Eaton, Dean Grable's Reds take on the Severance Silver Knights. Chad Sauls, who was the longtime Fossil Ridge girls coach, really brought that program to huge success. And now he's at Severance. We'll have that game for you at 1 o'clock today. So 12:30 pregame. As we get to it, it is Eaton and Severance today on Preps Radio Hoops. All right, let's get to the game. First of all, I want to say thank you to Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, 454-3355. Any part you need, they'll flat out knock it out of the park for you. So Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, check them out right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Also want to thank the Tatanka Grill. They've got you ready with made-from-scratch food every single day. Restaurant-style kitchen out there. They've got you covered at Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey, the U Fillets in Greeley and Eaton as well. It is the Tatanka Grill. All right, let's get to it. Games today on the boys' side. First, mile-high action today. This is a good one, folks. Denver Christian and Highland today at 4:30 out at Highland High School. Pete Freeman's team. This is really the only game in the mile-high, I think, where Pete Freeman's team could have a tough time. We'll see. Denver Christian 9-2. They're number 2 in the 2A spot. Highland's number 8 in 3A. And you would think the Huskies, as in previous years, what is it now, 70-plus consecutive conference wins for Highland. So they probably add another one to it today. But will Denver Christian, will DC give them a run for their money? We'll find out 4:30 today in Highland as the Huskies look for their 13th win in their 14th game this year. Patriot League today as well. Sterling, number 1. They go to number 11, Faith Christian. Kind of see what the Metro looks like down there, but Sterling should handle them. We told you about Eaton and Severance. Our game out at Severance High School at 1. Summit goes to Res Christian today. Summit is 3-10. Res Christian, number 10 in the state. Ryan Yoder's team, I think it's 7 straight wins now, if I'm not mistaken. 4 p.m. game there at Resurrection Christian High School. Platte Valley and Kent Denver go at 2 o'clock. We'll see what Brian Kniggy's team can do. We'll talk to Brian here coming up in the second half of the program. Kent Denver's 10-2. They're number 6 in the state, so good chance for Platte Valley to get down and make some hay against a Metro team. 2 o'clock game in that one. Sydney and Brush today as well. Sydney, Nebraska goes to the Brush Beat Diggers. 5 o'clock game there as well. Northern Conference today, Holy Family, number 6 is at Erie. Holy Family 11-4 on the year. Longmont, Jeff Kloster's Trojans off the win against the Meade Mavericks go to Greeley Central. So Longmont 11-5, Central is 6-10 on the year. Tyler McNeese's club, that's a 1 o'clock game out at Baggett Gymnasium here in Greeley. Greeley West will be on the road to number 9 Centaurus today. That's a 1 o'clock game as well. Greeley West 3-12, Centaurus the number 9 team in 4A is 12-4 on the year. And the lone FRL game today, Rocky Mountain goes to George Washington today. Rocky, of course, about mid-pack in that FRL this year. All right, girls games today as well. Take a look at those. Denver Christian and Highland, the Highland girls, at 3 o'clock. So they'll go an hour and a half ahead of the boys. 3 o'clock. Highland girls are 9-5 on the year. They try to pick up their 10th win this year against D.C. Patriot League girls today. Kent Denver takes on number 1 Platte Valley in Kersey. Coach Schisler and her team, 13 straight wins to the defending champions. all those starters back. Just a salty basketball team, there's no doubt. They look for their 14th win this year to go against zero losses. Denver is 7-5 coming in. That's a 2 o'clock game in Kersey. Eaton and Severance today as well. That game's going to be at Eaton High School, is what I was told. 11:30 is what they have for the time. Check these times, too. Make sure that you check before we go out. These are coming off Max Preps, which isn't always correct. But Todd Hernandez, Eaton Reds, the girls are 12-1 this year, so number two team in the state. Of course, Platte Valley, the number one team. They've got to meet up with them in the next 2 weeks here. Northern Conference today as well on the girls' side. Longmont goes to Greeley Central. Longmont 5-11. The Greeley Central Cats are 7-9. Greeley West takes on Centaurus as well. Greeley West on the road, 1-13 so far this year. Centaurus is 7-8, and in the FRL, Fort Collins and Rocky Mountain today. The girls get together in a non-conference crosstown rivalry game. Fort Collins, Rocky Mountain, 5:30 at Rocky Mountain High School. So those are a look at some of your games today. As we said, our great sponsors on Preps Rewind, Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Catch them at 454-3355. You just circle it, stick it up on the fridge. They're right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Any parts you need at Gould Parts, look for the big Napa sign on the front of the store, and they'll knock it out of the park for you. 454-3355. It is Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, and the Tatanka Grill. Got you covered at the U Phillips and Greeley in Eaton, and at the state-of-the-art convenience store out in Kersey. It is Tatanka Grill. Made from scratch food. Could be a standalone restaurant. Great food on the road. It is the Tatanka Grill. All right, we're coming back in a moment. Tony Mastari, the Eaton Reds coach on the wrestling side. Coming back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. Preps Rewind on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Tony Mastari, the Eaton Reds wrestling coach, is going to jump on with us here in a second. This is the number two ranked team in the state, Eaton Reds. Of course, they won a couple of years ago. They shared the title with the Valley Vikings. I know Tony and the guys want to get one done themselves, and this might certainly be the year to do it, so we'll find out. Ryan Dirksen, Alex Castaneda, both number one individually, so we'll get to see what they look like coming in. But this will be interesting. The Reds, big tournament in at Valley High School this weekend, kind of going to sort some things out. We're only a couple of weeks away. Saturday, February 12th is going to be the regionals, and then the weekend after, the Pepsi Center and all that magic for the state championship. 3 days down there at the Pepsi Center, going to be great. Anyway, Tony Mastari, the Reds wrestling coach, caught up with him. Here's that interview. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Talk to me about this weekend, big one coming up at Valley, right?
Yeah, it's a 16-team tournament. A lot of the local teams, you get, you know, really good competition. You get teams from the Western Slope that come down. It's a good one. It's a good one to kind of keep us on our toes right before regionals.
Five local teams, Tony, out of the top 10 now are local. They're Patriot League teams. Eaton in there, Severance, Platte Valley, Brush Valley. Will you see most of those teams and wrestlers at this weekend's meet?
Most of them. I don't know if Severance goes. I don't think Severance is there, so we won't see them. We'll see Valley, Platte Valley. I think that's a university is there. I don't think they're ranked up there too high, but like I said, you get some. You get Delta from the Western Slope. They come over. Florence High School, they're coming up. So it'll be a good one.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let me ask you some things about, I just want to, so many listeners out there, maybe they're like me and they don't know everything about wrestling and all kind of learning as we go here. Conditioning for you guys. I mean, to me, wrestling is such a physical activity. I mean, you've got to be in great shape to get there. Conditioning, is it different than other sports for as far as to get fit enough to be on the mat?
I believe so. I think us as a coaching staff, you know, we believe in two different types of conditioning. You know, there's running conditioning and then there's wrestling conditioning. And some people might look at you like you're silly when you say that, but until you actually get on the mat and physically
see what we're talking about. I mean, it's two totally different types of conditioning. I mean, it's wrestling conditioning. You're just using, I mean, you're using all parts of your body. I mean, you can be worn out from start to finish in about 30 seconds. As opposed with running, you know, you can kind of pace yourself and do that sort of thing. But we definitely focus on both ends of it just because we believe if a kid's better than you, you know, you might be able to beat him just by outworking him.
Yeah, talk to me about practice a little bit, what that looks like. If you're not in a tournament, you're not in a duel, you guys have to wrestle against each other. I assume you're going against each other. I just think when it gets physical out there, you're going against your own teammates. Things got to get chippy once in a while. That's kind of interesting. Tell me what practice looks like each day for you guys.
Our practice is a grind. You know, I came from a pretty solid practice room at UNC. Same with my assistant coach, Brandon Camerzell. So we try to run our practice very similar to what our college room looked like. Same kind of model, you know, drilling a little bit, go, you know, a little bit of technique, and then we start to scrap. You know, we have a lot of live situational wrestling, stuff like that, to kind of work with your wrestling conditioning. We have a great practice room. I mean, there's kids at all weights that are studs. I mean, from, you know, 106 all the way up to 220 heavyweights. I mean, we have a great practice room. So, you know, if a kid tells you, you know, he didn't feel like he got a good practice or a good workout in, you know, that falls back on him, you know, just because, you know, simply I don't think he's pushing himself or picking the right partners in the room.
Let me ask you this about just one more training question for you. A lot of individual sports, a coach will try to train you up to the big events. Some coaches will call it tapering. Some will call it, you know, trying to get you to peak at the right time. Does a wrestler run through that, or is it every time you go out, whether it's, you know, the middle of February or the end, you know, state championship, is it the same for a wrestler when he goes out for each event, or can you actually train them to peak at the right time, comes regionals and state?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it just depends on the kid. I mean, there's some kids that you get in the room that you kind of have to treat like a China doll, that you kind of take them through the process and make sure that they're peaking at the right time, you know, altering their practice plans and stuff like that. And then you get kids like Ryan Dirksen, who you can stick him into the state championship first day of practice and he's going to perform. That's just the way that the kid is. So I think you got to deal as a head coach and as a coaching staff. You kind of have to look at each kid individually and just kind of put together the best plan for them going forward through the season, you know, tapering off a little bit towards the end to make sure we're fresh for the big tournaments. Or, you know, you push a kid like Ryan to see, you know, how much untapped potential can we get out of you before the end of the season's over.
Coach, you came from a terrific wrestling school at Northern Colorado. With some of the top wrestlers in the state today, where are some of those opportunities to wrestle at the next level? Because so many colleges they don't have wrestling programs anymore.
Right. I mean, in Colorado, we're pretty fortunate to have, I want to say, four programs that I think are great programs. I mean, my kids, it doesn't always have to be Division I. Yes, I went the Division I route. My assistant coach went the Division I route, but it doesn't always have to be like that. You know, we had kids on our college team that came from the JUCO that were tough. You know, you can use those other platforms as stepping stones to keep getting better to reach the Division I pinnacle. As far as Colorado goes, I mean, you got the Air Force Academy, you got CSU Pueblo, you got Adams State, you got Northern Colorado. You have NJC up in Sterling. You have Otero, who still has a program down in Lahana. So I think you have a lot of opportunities to further your wrestling abilities. It just all depends on what route you want to go.
We're talking with Tony Mastari, the wrestling coach out at Eaton High School, ranked number 2 in the latest on the mat rankings. Come up to a big tournament this weekend at Valley High School. Talk to me about some of the individuals. Let's get them real quick. Ryan Dirksen, he's still number 1 in the rankings, sitting right there. Alex Castaneda is number 1 as well. You've got Cal Sidwell at number 2 at 182, and then Ryder True sitting at number 3 at his weight class. Those seem to be the 4. Is Ryan the one that's the probably the easiest to say he's going to go get a title, or what are your what do you look at between those 4 guys?
Cal Sidwell.
Yeah, behind closed doors, you want to say Ryan's the shoe in.
Sure,
you don't want to really ever jinx it. I mean,
no, of course.
There's been crazy things that have happened at the state tournament, you know. But we lean on Ryan to kind of be the leader and to. You know, to take those younger guys underneath his wing and to kind of show them his way. I would say that those 4 are 4 guys that we're really banking on to place high at the state tournament. And then we get kids that are, you know, peaking at the right time, as we talked about earlier. You know, we had a kid, Preston Smith, last night, just upset the number 6 kid. I think he was ranked number 6. He's right around there from Sterling, Aiden Young. We beat him last night. You know, Cal Sidwell's just a freshman.
Sure.
You know, coming in and making a lot of noise. And then we just finally got the addition of Gunnar Clary in the lineup at 160s. He's a big kid that's going to probably score us a bunch of points at the state tournament, too. I mean, it's...
And he's a freshman, coach. He's a freshman as well.
Yeah, Gunnar's a freshman, too, yeah. I mean, and then you get kids like Patrick Preston, who's a sophomore. You get Jackson Tribbett, who's a sophomore. You know, Ryder True's a junior.
Sure.
Cal's a freshman. I mean, we have a good, solid group of younger kids that are just going to keep getting better and better. And I tell the guys in the room all the time, you know, winning is contagious. I mean, and I think Coach Allman can attest to it. I mean, when losing is not fun. And when you have teams that are losing, you know, the morale within the team isn't fun. You get guys that are bickering back and forth at each other, just the connection between the players isn't there. And all it takes is one guy to kind of get a team on a roll. And once you continue to win, I mean, winning is fun. And then it brings the team into a better mood. You know, the practice room is better. The energy is better. The morale is better. The attitude within the team is better. So,
you know, Coach,
go ahead, Coach.
Well, I was just going to say, you're speaking of Cal Sidwell, and I watched him. You know, I've been to all your duels and tournaments at home, and I'm able to watch Cal, and there was one when he was wrestling Wiggins. He had, I guess, the number 1 kid in the state, won state last year. I forgot his name. You might remember it, but I was sitting with one of the dads that was from Wiggins, and he was really talking really highly of this student-athlete, you know, from Wiggins. He's a senior. He's a state champion.
Your Pepper Rusher is
Pepper
the kid.
Rusher, that's his name. Great name. Yeah, yep. Pepper. And so when Cal got up there to wrestle him, I told Steve, I was like, Steve, this is Cal Sidwell. He's a freshman, and he's a darn good wrestler. And then Cal took him to school. It was an amazing thing to see. And not only that, but you are exactly right. You have that wrestling room humming right now. And I love seeing those guys get out there and work. And they're working hard for you. They're working hard for Dirksen. And I absolutely love the energy. And I'm excited to see it tonight. And I'm excited to see it tomorrow. So good job, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, thanks, Coach. And I mean, like I said, I mean, I can't take all the credit. I mean, I have a great staff. I mean, we have a small staff. There's just 3 of us, you know, but we're all on the same page. And we all kind of pick. I wouldn't say we pick and choose, but, you know, some guys are better at different things than other coaches. So, you know, I might relate better to 2 or 3 of the little guys as opposed to Camerzell, who might relate better to, you know, coaching Dirksen and Sidwell. And I think that's where we lean on each other as coaches, is we can lean on each other and trust each other to take the reins on a kid and just build them from ground zero up to, you know, as high as they could possibly go.
Hey, Tony, we want to do this again between regionals and state. Can you find a spot in there where we can get you back on?
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
Okay. Really appreciate it, man. Appreciate what you do with our kids and just your commitment to the program. Go have a great weekend with these guys, and we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks, all right?
See you tonight, Coach.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Good luck, Coach.
All right, that was Tony Mastari, the Eaton Reds wrestling coach. Big meet, as we said, big tournament out at Valley High School today. So good luck to all the teams out there. Learned a little bit more about wrestling today, so not too far away. Regionals in a couple of weeks, state tournament after that. Reds number two right now, going for a title this year, along with some individual titles on that. When we come back on the program, Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eden, we're going to have Darren Reese, the Meade Mavericks basketball coach, defending state champions, quite frankly, would have won two titles in a row if we had finished in the COVID year. Darren Reese is next on Preps Rewind, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Preps Rewind on a Saturday here. Thank you to Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Give them a call, 454-3355, as we get to our, I just want to remind you, 1 o'clock today, by the way, out at Severance High School, Eaton Reds, number 7 in the state. Dean Grable's team going to take on the Severance Silver Knights. Chad Sauls and company will have that for you with coverage beginning at 12:30. Caught up with Darren Reese, the head basketball coach with the Meade Mavericks, defending state champions, would have won 2 years in a row if it weren't for the COVID year. They got a chance to win again this year. They're number 3 in the state right now. Caught up with the Mavericks head coach. Here's the Darren Reese interview. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Sorry to catch you off of a
coach, I know you're
loss,
feeling this morning. You know,
I know you do. I know you do. I'm in the middle of film right now.
Yeah, I was talking to Bruce. I said, I got to look at your face after losing nights all the time. And I can imagine Darren's wearing that tonight. Last night, 53-48 against Jeff Kloster and the Trojans. And I always look at Jeff Kloster and I go, man, he's a magician. This guy can really coach basketball. Was it pace of play last night? Were they deliberate with you in that game? You're averaging 71 a game, but got to 48 last night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, definitely pace played a huge factor, and it's and coach knows this. It's a whole lot easier to slow a game down than speed it up, and
right.
We just couldn't get in the rhythm we have been. A lot of credit to their guys. They defended really well, and they in the third quarter they made some tough shots and kind of got us back on our heels, and we just didn't recover.
Talk about, just for our listeners, a little bit of background. 14th year for you, does that sound about right? At Meade?
Yeah, 13th, I believe.
13th, okay. Yep,
I believe it here. Yeah, we opened it up in 2009 and had a just a lower level schedule that first year, and I believe this is our 12th varsity year.
Yeah, the late Frank Buck had something to do with you getting that job too, didn't he?
He absolutely did. He had a lot to do with my coaching career. He got me started at Mountain View, and when he moved on to the AD position, I took over there. And I owe a heck of a lot to Frank. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think last time we talked, you also said your mom was in education for a long time too. That kind of pointed you to the fact that maybe teaching and coaching is a pretty cool thing.
No question. She was in education for 40 years, and I think that definitely played a factor in me getting into the teaching position and just fell in love with sports and love teaching PE and coaching basketball. I love what I do.
We'll talk more about your Mavericks in just a second, and I know Coach has got something for you. You've built this program from the ground up, and now it's to the point, Darren, you know, defending champions. In fact, in my eyes, you would have had, you've been a two-time champion if we had finished, you know, that previous season. But this program is one now. When you say Meade Mavericks basketball, anybody in the state turns their head and says, okay, yeah, we put a bullseye on them. I mean, the bullseye is on your back when your program is this good every single year.
Oh, there's no question. We've gotten to that point. We've had awesome kids really from day one, and been really fortunate to have guys that have committed to the program, committed to putting the work in the off season, and just believe in what we're doing. And it's been a joy to coach it all. And we've had all different types of teams, but good kids from the start. And Meade's unique in that we still kind of have that small town feel, yet sure. we're in amongst, we pull kids from all over, but the community support second to none.
Hey, Coach, talk about your non-league schedule. You guys went out to Las Vegas, correct?
That's correct, yep.
And tell us about that tournament, the experience that you gained by playing some top teams out there.
Man, it was, and we'd never been, we'd wanted to, kind of planned on it for a few years, and it finally worked out. And we got seeded into the third overall bracket, so we saw Las Vegas High School, who's going to compete for a state championship in 4A out there in Nevada. And then we saw a team out of Miami Southridge, big school out of Florida, may compete for a state title. And then a team from Utah, and then a Millennium team out of Arizona, who's a Nike elite school and had just beat Rock Canyon. And so, I mean, we lost to Miami Southridge in overtime. We beat Millennium in overtime, lost wow. to Las Vegas. So, I think the best way to frame it is all four of the teams were late postseason caliber teams. So that experience, and then just getting to leave the area with the guys and hang out and have fun in a different setting, it's something that we'll take for the rest of the year, but something those guys will never forget.
We're talking with head basketball coach of the defending state champions at the 4A level, Darren Reese, the Mead Mavericks coach. Coach, one of the great, I'm been doing calling games out here for 17 years, from Longmont up to Fort Collins, Weld County, all. And so I love great atmospheres for basketball. Sometimes there's nothing better than Mead and Longmont getting together. Always loud in your building. What was it like in their building last night?
It was plenty loud. Yeah, it's it never disappoints. It really doesn't. And you know, we love competing against them because they bring out the best in us, and they just give us a different look that we need to see this time of year to get better and end up where we want to get to. But yeah, the atmosphere, the student sections, the communities, they come out and support, and it was a lot of fun.
Coach, how special is it having Elijah Knutson on the team? I mean, 20 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. This guy does it all as a senior. He's just a terrific basketball player. Talk about him. And then on the same level, talk about James Shires, your big guy. How does he change the game with the fact that he's such an inside presence?
Yeah, they're both fantastic. You know, Elijah's got a skill set that I've never seen in this area. Just how quick he is, how good he is with the basketball, and the types of shots he can get to or get for himself and make consistently that most coaches would probably look to pull somebody out if they took these shots. But he's worked on them, and he's so good at it, and now he's starting to read the defense a little bit more, and teams are trying to take that away, which is pretty difficult. And he can go to the rim and finish with either hand, and he's a tough defender. He's just all around an outstanding player, and he's coming up on 1,000 points, which he'd be our fourth guy to do that. And then James, he has grown by leaps and bounds, and you know, just through his game and getting a lot more comfortable inside, finishing right hand, left hand. He's unlike any player in Colorado, just with his size and his skill and his athletic ability. He impacts the game each possession, both ends of the floor. No matter if he's blocking shots, if he's not blocking shots, he's changing shots inside or taking away a passing lane. And offensively, everybody's got to be aware of him. He can finish inside. He can also go off the dribble and got really good footwork and handle. Yeah, both of them have been a joy to coach, and they're just competitors, and it's been a lot of fun.
Coach, what is Elijah's vertical jump?
That is a good question. It's 30 plus for sure.
Sure,
I would
sure.
say probably closer to 35 inches. I would just a guesstimate. I mean, and he has worked his tail off. In the weight room and conditioning wise, plyometric, all that stuff to get himself to this point where, you know, he's 5'11", but he's above the rim, and he goes up amongst big guys, grabs rebounds, done that for us. yeah, it's way up there.
And he is committed to Colorado Mesa. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yep.
Very, very, very cool.
What another yep. great Colorado kid he's going from Mavericks to Mavericks.
he is. He's all Mavericks. That's right.
That the Mavericks are going to get over in Grand Junction. But they've put together just such a solid program filled with Colorado kids. It's very encouraging.
Yeah, it is. A lot of Colorado kids.
All right, Coach, a big one coming up before we let you go. We've got Windsor on the mat coming up here tomorrow night. The really cool thing is your girls' team is playing well, too, and they get the number one Wizards on the girls' side. The boys' side, Windsor's, John Rakeski's team sits in at number eight, always dangerous. Plus, right now, they're the only undefeated team in that league. Yep. So it's a big one for you guys tomorrow night. What do you expect from John's team?
Man, I got to see them on Tuesday, and they're athletic and tough and share the basketball, very similar to what John's done with his teams in the past, that David Hagman is pretty special. So, we expect a tough one, another tough one. I mean, this league, there are really not many nights off. I think we have five teams that are top 10 caliber in 4A. So, yeah, we will have practice today. Focus on Windsor and be ready to defend our home court.
Fantastic. Let me give you a shot to throw out one more kudos. We always talk about Elijah and about James and what they do for your team, too. Who's the guy we're not talking about? Is it Matt Murphy, 8 points, five rebounds? How about Nick Basson, 13 points, three rebounds? And I heard Nick can really defend.
Yeah, you know, I think one through eight, we have guys that bring something very special to our team, but I would probably say Nick. He can be pretty dynamic on the offensive end, shooting the basketball, getting to the rim, and he's done a pretty good job defending some of the other team's best wings. And coach knows if you're gonna go far in the playoffs, you've got to have somebody that can defend the other team's best wing.
And that's right.
He's done that.
And guard play, don't you yep. think guard play in the playoffs just is accentuated, Coach?
Absolutely. If you can't handle the pressure and get your other guys involved, guard play is where it starts, no doubt.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for jumping on with us. Go grab another title this year, man. We'll love watching your kids play. Thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right, that was Darren Reese, the head basketball coach out at Meade High School. Darren been in the mix since that school was born, basically. So big stuff for him right there, defending state champs. They won it last year. As I said, they would have won it the year before. They were into the Final Four the year before, and certainly the highest of the seeds that were left in there. So I think they would have won it twice, and they've got a chance with Elijah Knudsen and James Shears and company to go get another one this year. Coming off that loss, though, against the Longmont Trojans, how do they respond? Interesting stuff. Darren Reese, the Meade Mavericks head coach, that was good stuff. Thank you to the Tatanka Grill, folks, made from scratch food. Could be a standalone restaurant out there. Check them out at the Kramer's Wedge store. They've got that great food, including those wonderful street tacos over there at the Ufillets and Greeley and Eaton as well. We'll come back in a moment. Brian Kenigi, the Platte Valley head basketball coach, jumps on with us. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All righty, final segment here on the Preps Rewind on this Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Platte Valley Broncos basketball been playing up a storm lately. Had a great run against Sterling, had a nice run against Res Christian. Didn't get wins, but boy, this team did kind of alerted the rest of the Patriot League. They're ready to play. So Platte Valley Broncos, Brian Kenigi, the head coach there, caught up with him, talked about this year's basketball team and how this team is improving and learning how to win basketball games. Here's Coach Brian Kenigi from the Platte Valley Broncos. Coach, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic, man. You're coming off what I call a very big week. And I'll be honest with you, Brian. I sat here most of the season, and I've done this sometimes with Platte Valley basketball. I think, okay, you got Sterling, you got Rez. It always seems to kind of go through those guys. You throw Eaton and UH in the mix, you know. Those are kind of the four. And I always thought Platte Valley kind of on the outside of that group. You can't say that anymore. You guys go to Sterling this week. You're in that ball game most of the way. They beat you by 10, the number one team in the state. And then, as hard as it is to bounce back from that, playing that tough of a game, Tuesday you're at Resurrection Christian. You're up 3 going to the fourth quarter against them. You play a dog-eat-dog game to the end, lose by 4. But, man, you had a chance to win both of the or to be in both of those games. I think it signals the fact that Platte Valley basketball has arrived.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We're a much improved team. And you know, working with 15 to 18 year old kids, the hardest thing right now is working with their brains, right?
Sure.
Basketball is the easy part. And, so we're trying to believe that we belong within that group. And our leaders are starting to figure it out that, hey, we can not only just compete, right? We can't just step on the court and play with these guys, but we can beat these guys. And that's the biggest thing this year is learning how to believe and learning how to win, right? I mean, winning's a skill as much as anything else. You got to make the right plays and be smart in certain situations. And, learning to win is something that we're trying to do right now.
Yeah, we're talking with Brian Kennegy, head coach out of Platte Valley. You're saying learning to win. And then, Brian, I look at your schedule, and you've won 4 games by 3 points or less. I mean, that's right there. That's confidence. That's being comfortable at the end of a game. That, in the learning how to win process, that's a huge factor that you can sit back at the end of a close ball game and be confident your team's going to handle it well.
Yeah, and that's one difference from this year to last year. You know, we ran a lot of games last year as well and let them kind of slip away like we did Rez the other night. And this year there's just a different mindset there at the end of the game. Our leaders are another year older. We do a lot of situational type stuff in practice. Every situation that we've seen at the end of the game, we try to see within practice as well.
Coach, tell us about the tempo. I know there's been some lower scoring games. Is that purposeful? Are you trying to slow it down? What's your philosophy going into like games like Sterling, who they can play fast, but they can also be very, very deliberate in getting that great shot, and Resurrection as well?
Yeah, as you know, as being a high school coach, sometimes your philosophies kind of clash with the talent you have or the personnel that you have. And I'd say by who I am, I really like to play fast. It's an exciting game, tough defense and things like that. And right now we're kind of the opposite of that. We try to be very methodical. We try to slow it down. We stay within our offense and try to get, the best shot. We constantly preach, if you're open, you shoot. I mean, everybody shoots. If you're hesitant to shoot, you're never going to make it. If you're open, you shoot. But we do try to work it around within our offense and then come back into the half court and play just solid, good man-to-man defense.
You know, Coach, I understand wanting to play fast. We have, at Fort Collins, we seem to have a lot of shooters. We just don't have that many makers right now. So I totally get that. But, hey, Max Inc, having a good year. Love the kid. Talk a little bit about him.
He's one of those kids that you dream about coaching. I mean, he's a gym rat. He's a great kid, great student, a really good leader. And then he's a good basketball player, right? I mean, he can shoot the 3 as a 6'4". It's kind of a stretch 4. We've been he wants to play outside a lot, as every kid today wants to. But he's really accepted his role of kind of being more of a post player this season, and I think his stats are really reflecting that. I'll be flat honest here. I don't know how accurate our rebounding stats end up in max preps, but I bet he's closer to a double-double average right now with his 18 points, around 10 boards a game.
Yeah, Brent, you bring up the Max Preps stats, and I'm looking at them. And if they're right, you've got to circle Cameron Mundell. I mean, here's another junior. And, boy, you've got some great juniors with Max and Zach Wymira, who can handle the basketball. He can score, do it all. But Cameron in there as well, because he's going 9 boards a game for the junior as well, 7 points, 9 boards, according to those stats. Talk about him and talk about these juniors. They're all going to be back for a senior season next year.
Yeah, Cam's development is fun to watch. He's kind of an unbelievable talent, but still raw. You know, we've had him since he was a freshman, and we just see the potential in him, and just trying to get every ounce out of him that we can. And he loves basketball. He's great to have around, and he affects the game. I mean, for what he maybe lacks in scoring production. On the defensive end, on his help side and his length, he really affects things at the rim and gets quite a few blocks and a lot of rebounds off of that. I think he had 28 rebounds in our Vanguard game.
And, holy Moses.
And that might have been even a little light because he likes to try to get those tip-ins, which I count as rebounds.
Sure.
So right around 30 rebounds in one game. He affects the game on the defensive end, and the boards really help us.
All right, Coach, one last question for me. You're 2-2 in the Patriot League right now. Would you rather finish third or fourth?
ideally, we want to be the top. We want to be the premier of the league. For this specific season...
And you're knowing we're getting
you know
to,
where we're heading.
We're getting to Pete Freeman's team coming in the sixth spot. So yeah,
We'll take on anybody. Yep. We're happy to finish wherever. I think our boys are ready to turn the page. They're really ready to take that next step into being one of the top programs in the league.
And I didn't mean that you were out of it by any means, but with Highland coming in, that's always going to be a little bit of controversy on where they're placed.
Yeah, and they're a great program, as you know, and I reach out to their coach every once in a while for film when we have common opponents, and they're a scary opponent, but really everybody we play this year, you know, we have Valley coming up, and that's our focus. But everybody we play this year is either it seems like a top 15 school or a team that's a really, you know, a trap game that they can get hot and they can play good. They can, like Brush the other night. A lot of people were saying, well, you did what it took to win. And to me, Brush is a good team.
Brush is really a good team. You're right.
I didn't take it as a, we did what it took. We played a good team and we came on top.
Brian, appreciate your time, man. Keep this thing rocking and rolling. It's going to be a terrific Patriot League tournament coming up at the end of the year, so I can't wait to see your boys in there. But keep rolling, man. Platte Valley basketball is rolling down the highway. Thank you so much.
Hey, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
All right, that was Coach Brian Kenigy, the head basketball coach out at Platte Valley High School. Thank him for jumping on. Are they in that group of the elite in the Patriot League? They certainly are moving that way. We'll find out. This is going to be a heck of a Patriot League tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks. No doubt about it. Thank you to Tony Mastari, the wrestling coach out at Eaton, Darren Reese, the Meade Mavericks head basketball coach, and Brian Kenigy, the head basketball coach at Platte Valley. Have a wonderful Saturday, folks. 1 o'clock today, Eaton and Severance on Preps Radio. We'll talk to you then. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.